if we could start by having you summarize today's announcement of new people and new places.
Sure. As College Station ISD prepares to open its second comprehensive high school, part of some of the pieces that we need to start getting in place involve personnel. We've made lots of decisions up to this point in terms of students and courses and just getting ready in order to open the school, you know, whether it's attendance zones or courses to offer at each school in terms of career and technology, or whether it's getting students prepared in terms of choosing their courses. We did that very early. So we've just made all sorts of decisions to this point and worked through a number of different issues to get to this point. In this semester, a lot of the decisions that we will make relate to personnel choices and to move to begin making those decisions. We've moved Mr. Reed into a position of Director of Student Activities, and from that position, Mr. Reed will coordinate all activities associated with fine arts and athletics. And there's so many students involved with, you know, band, orchestra, athletics, choir, extracurricular activities, and so many different teachers, coaches, and adults in those roles as well, that it really it requires us to make sure that we have a coordinated effort not only among our high schools but among our middle schools as well. And so as the district expands, this is a piece that certainly we needed to put in place, and so we've asked Mr. Reed to begin doing that, and he will begin those duties very shortly.
And how does the organizational tree fan out from there then?
Mr. Reed will report to me as superintendent, and then obviously we have all sorts of directors and head coaches who report to their respective principal, and also the reporting structure, he will be involved in that as well. But building level people always report to their campus principal.
And so Mr. Reed will coordinate the two high schools then?
And the middle schools in terms of fine arts and athletics.
Will there be athletic directors then at both high schools?
There will be athletic coordinators. One of the things, athletic coordinators and head football coaches, that will be an assignment. You know, the reality is that a head football coach spends much of his time in football, especially during the fall semester. And so this will certainly, Mr. Reed will work with athletic coordinators for both campuses as well. But this will allow us to be more involved in the coordination among sports and coaches and the fine arts programs as well.
So will there be, in the case of the two high schools, will there be a specific person on those campuses who will report to Mr. Reed?
The athletic coordinators athletic coordinator / head football coach will report to the high school principal as well as to Mr. Reed.
So then what is left regarding open positions? You have some interims that have been announced, and there'll be a process to make those fill those positions, I know.
Sure. I mean, we have the head football coach, athletic coordinator position for College Station High School is posted. That posting ends today, and so we will be making some decisions related to that in the very, very near future. Ms. Elder has been named the interim high school principal. We're going to post that position internally and then make some decisions related to that at the appropriate time, which will be in the very near future as well. And then there's all sorts of personnel decisions that must be made over the course of this semester. Right now, College Station High School has just a couple of employees. That's the principal and the assistant principal. And so we will be doing lots of internal moves in terms of transfers of folks to make sure that we have both high schools staffed appropriately. You know, our goal all through this process has been to maintain equity in academics and in extracurricular activities. And so as we look to staff the schools, then that's certainly what we're looking to do as well. There will be lots of internal moves. Certainly there will be some folks hired from outside into the district as well. But many of the moves will be internal moves as we move teachers and coaches and sponsors and paraprofessionals and others in the district as we open College Station High School.
And as the process continues, is this transition going as well as you anticipated or even better?
You know, Bill, I think it's going really, really well. It's not something we do all the time in opening a second high school. You know, we've opened a lot of elementary schools. We haven't opened a second high school. And what I would tell you is I think that as a district, we've been really wise in trying to make a lot of decisions up front in terms of attendance zones and student transfer processes and course offerings. We've made a lot of decisions very early on. How we'll implement athletics is another one of those. And so we've made a lot of decisions early on, which has set us up to be successful this semester and then be successful when we open College Station High School in the fall 2012. So, I think it's gone very, very well.
And you may have already just answered my next question, which I was guessing that the experiences that the administration has had and the oversight of the Board of Trustees and maybe even within your patron district meetings, doing all this with all the new elementaries opening up has had some impact on how well the transition's gone with the second high school.
You know, all that we're doing now, we live in a growing place, so we're getting more and more kids, and opening buildings and balancing the needs of students and staff and parents and the community and working within the framework of the money that we have to work with, it's certainly all very much a balancing act and should be a balancing act. So I certainly believe that from the Board of Trustees under their leadership, we have balanced those pieces all pretty well in terms of managing our growth, providing for our students, meeting the needs of our staff, and meeting the needs of our parents and community. So I think that we've balanced those pretty well, and certainly a challenge, but we look forward to opening College Station High School and continuing to find that balance as we move forward.
One more thing, and let me go back to your reference to today being the final day of the posting for the College Station High School head football coach and athletic coordinator. This may be putting you on the spot, but even an approximate number of candidates and the quality of the field that is interested in the position?
I think it's a very quality field of positions. I haven't looked as of earlier this morning. I think we had approximately 80 applicants, and not all 80 of those certainly meet the qualifications that we're after, but in terms of who has responded, there's been a large number of folks that have responded. I think in the Eagle this morning it was 70, and that was as of yesterday, and as the posting gets ready to close, there's a few more people who have responded.